This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, I decided to just get the procedure where I'm just like, just make me adaptogenic. You know what I mean?
No, I know. It's like, let's cut out the middleman.
I've had here all I am. Them taking all the mushrooms and the
I'm
elixirs.
Ingesting every elixir, every powder, every serum that you could imagine, and I'm like, why don't you just
enough.
Get
I'm
in there,
foraging.
Flip the switch, you know? Oh, please.
Yes.
Like, I've got time to forage.
Yeah.
I've got a job. I make podcasts. I can't
yes,
forage
I have
all
a
day.
Job to do. I don't actually have a job, but like...
No, it's not a job. It's not a job, but...
But
anyway, so they did it. So then how are you feeling?
They didn't do it. I go all the
it?
Way there. So I sign up for the one where I become... adaptogenic, and they're like, we can also make you nootropic. Okay, that's not
nootropic.
What
just dropped
nootropic,
which that's maybe two, which two maybe O's. Was a red flag. They upsell me on that, on the nootropic.
Well, you're already in there.
Well, this is on the phone.
Which Next Health were you talking to?
Which what?
Oh, you're not familiar with Next Health.
So,
oh
no,
my God, you this, guys, Hayes doesn't know about Next Health.
That's crazy, bro.
Sorry. Yeah, no. When you said Next Health, I was like, okay, yeah, which one was he talking to? And then he was like, what? And I couldn't even figure out for a second. I was like, does he not know Next Health? But yeah, he didn't know. But go ahead, tell your story, Hayes. Just funny you don't know Next Health. I know it. Your other friends of my and me, we know.
You can borrow my login if you want.
It's online. This one didn't even have an online.
So this was kind of an old school rotary style call.
Yeah. Well, they have you come in, like, which I liked. I liked that they said we have to like look at you in person, and they did just look at me, and they're like, okay, we're not going to be able to do.
Well, hold on. Close on, close off. Orifices.
They look
kind of just the outside.
This button. In my shirt, they like pulled open like two of my like an opening between my shirt buttons, and they like put their eye and like kind of their whole face right up to it. A bunch of people in the office kept coming in. They'd be like, "Come look at this," and then they said, "Adaptogenic is not gonna. That's not gonna happen today.
We're not gonna
be able to do that with you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
you will. Your body will reject it.
Reject
that's what they
it,
said.
Yeah, the host will. Yeah,
it's tough, man. You're gonna have to do it the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm back.
Guess you gotta keep. I guess you gotta keep listening to Tim Ferriss.
I just took down a sleeve of ashwagandhas right before we.
What's your
did
favorite
this.
Way? Because you know you could probably boof the ashwagandha, and that might get it in your system faster.
More,
yeah.
To me, that's like it's too. I can feel my blood kind of like it's too fast. It gets in the bloodstream too fast.
Well, it processes too quickly. Like,
yes.
Yeah, sure. It's a, you know, it, here's my thing. When you boof it, it's ashwagandha.
Yeah.
But when you take it, when you ingest it, it's ashwagandha. And that's really more of what I'm looking for is to sustain
you
that
like,
throughout my day.
Yeah. You like the time release ashwagandha, not the you don't you're not chewing off the
let's
time.
Let's take
release.
It slow.
I base it.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
spoon, lighter.
I drop a parachute of it. You know, like I
now
I
we're
do
talking.
Open the capsule, but then I just
now
I,
we're talking.
I crumble the powder down into just a paper towel, and then I drop that.
Taking it the way they prescribe it is boring and kind of for losers.
Well,
I would say that.
Yeah, the gel cap. I think. That technology, nothing has shown me that they're ready yet. So I do melt that down.
Sure. I have no proof. So I'm just going to go ahead and get rid of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, I've, If I could see proof, sure, I'd love it. That sounds like a cool idea when they figure it out. But right now, I'll stick with paper towels. Thank you very much.
I like that. Not even Kleenex for you, a thicker paper towel.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm going Bounty. I'm getting the quilted.
For everything. For the toilet. We don't have to get into that, but...
No, but it's just like we have a single paper product that can achieve basically anything you could imagine. Mm-hmm. And then we're going like, it's a Kleenex, which you can't dry anything up with. Or we're going like, it's toilet paper, which it sucks.
It sucks.
It sucks. It's a fucking joke, man.
Toilet paper
It's
sucks,
all man. Like feels like slick on my hand or something. Mm-hmm. I don't trust it.
And you can put like a slice of pizza at a party. You bring your own sheet of paper towels. You can carry a piece of pizza around on that. You can't that with toilet paper.
Walk in with the pizza. Oh, now you're interesting. Yes. Finish the pizza, not feeling so hot. Head to the toilet. Boom. You've already got a way to wipe it up. And
welcome.
The pizza grease helps.
To Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to doing
a clubhouse for the chattering classes. A staple for many media insiders, culture makers, very online people, and even your average bro.
I've never heard that intro. That's new.
That is new. I read it somewhere. Mm-hmm. Welcome. It's How Long Gone is here. Chris.
How Long Gone.
TJ. Features in New York Times, Vulture. Come, like, what else? Papers, surely paper.
No, not paper, guys. It's 2022.
Paper magazine? No. We're in the financial.
Didn't do it.
Financial Vogue, Times.
Vogue. Financial Times. Wow, I don't want to go. Babe. I don't really want. I don't want to go on. No, Babe.net unfortunately passed up yet again.
They passed. Okay,
it's kind of an issue with our publicist, but we don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, but yeah. Those are the big hits. Yeah,
Those are the big hits.
We just do a podcast to get different newspaper articles written about us.
We're having an issue with our publicist as well.
Was that Kevin or is that someone else?
It's Kevin. Yeah. And that's the issue.
Yeah.
The issue is that our publicist is Kevin.
I can look at Kevin and tell that he's not cut out for the hard-nosed world of public relations.
Oh, what, the Henley? Is the Henley signaling that to you?
They're not going to let him in at the tower with that Henley on.
The only thing, the Sunset Tower or the Condé Nast Tower, he's not getting into either one.
Take but your I think pick, Kevin, fellas.
No, Kevin's face is too nice. You know what I mean? Like, I trust him too much. Even the Henley can't even kind of stop that.
Good publicist, you need a cauliflower ear.
Exactly.
All your nose veins exploded.
Yeah, I want that alcoholic,
gin
bulbous nose. Yeah,
gin blossoms. That's
on
what
my
you
on my
the breath that's just right. Reeks of piss.
Yeah.
You've been eating piss.
A good publicist eats piss, and we've always said this. And Kevin, for some reason, refuses. What do you eat, Kevin? Like
crunchy ice,
fufufi or something? Fufufi. Crunchy ice.
What?
What do you mean? That's.
What do you mean? Because you're teething, or that's like you like the taste of water that's
both.
Cold?
Both.
If you can freeze water, you can freeze piss, Kevin. I don't really know what the hang up is here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great point. Great point, Jason. Great point.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball, Kevin.
Yeah. I can piss too. Can you milk me, fucker? And they did a grub
teaching you over there at podcast.
They did a Grub Street too, or Jason did.
I did do a Grub Street. Yeah, it was an honor. And since I'm from L.A., it was reviewed terribly. Nobody in New York wants to hear how a person in L.A. eats.
People hated it, huh?
I mean, some people like it, but, you know, overall.
Hated it.
If I hated it.
Overall, everyone hate it. I mean,
you don't have to sugarcoat it for me. I'm comfortable with everyone hating your Grub Street. You don't have to make me feel more comfortable. I'm okay with it. Yeah, people hated it. I mean, that was part of what we wanted to talk about.
I thought I was grubbing pretty good until I saw that piece, and then
until you took it to the street.
The comments section was was a hellhole.
Don't
and they can
the
be really nice in there. No, they're usually they're usually really nice.
Don't
on Grub
read
Street
the comments, people.
Everyone's got an opinion about food because we all eat, you know.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, Kevin,
that's crazy.
Faux foodie.
Yeah, except Kevin only has freaking crushed ice and fufufi. dumbass guy. And it's like nobody, he doesn't make anyone nervous. I need to feel for publicists, like when your publicist wanted to get you guys booked on here, I was worried that if I said no, something bad would happen.
Yeah,
one day I'd go to start my car and
she told us she knows which blue bottle you hang out at, and she's not afraid to confront you kind of one-on-one.
She'll take that catalytic converter right out of that Prius.
Yeah,
no, she's stealing cats, huh? About.
Wow. Yeah, if you have pets, I would keep them inside tonight.
Wow. She'll kill an outdoor pet.
I mean, we don't even pay her that much. She just likes me personally a lot.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, How Long Gone? It's a show you talk about.
Yeah, what is it?
Trends.
It's exactly like this show. It's exactly like this show.
I've noticed that.
Except we don't really have comedians on quite as much. It's more, I guess, like...
Who's on then?
Musicians, writers, playwrights, actors, you know.
Well, people
there's a lot of crossover for sure.
The comedians,
you know, chefs.
People said the comedians that come on our show are like very unfunny, and so like that's
yeah,
like
I would agree. So then they're writers, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
If you,
I think writers are funnier, low key.
I actually think like the chefs, like those people, those are the funniest guys.
Yeah,
those
real
guys kill me, man. Yeah, their personalities are so good.
Well, you guys sound, it sounds like you guys are being sarcastic, but we only have women chefs on, and they are funny. I don't know why you guys keep saying that.
I just call them chefs. That's so interesting that you call them women chefs.
Yeah, I didn't differentiate.
Just chefs.
I didn't think of that as a job title, women chef. I always said, like, oh, you are a chef. Like, but that's cool. I learned something new, you know, because I wasn't aware of that. But yeah, I wasn't being sarcastic. When I am, you'll know it.
We're going
not.
The fellas are going to Coachella. They're identifying. They're doing trend reports from Coachella.
Coach fellas.
Boots
they're
on the ground.
Coach fellas. Yeah. They're the troops.
We're digging in the troughs, pulling out bottled water, 805s.
And we want.
We're butt chugging Red Bull and vodka.
We want to distill some of your findings, I guess, from you got back what yesterday? No, you didn't
just,
even spend a night.
Yeah, we only went for the day, just Friday.
That's how you do it. As soon as when the sun goes down there, it's like it's cooked. You know, get the fuck out of there.
I know. You guys have both been countless times.
Have you guys been to Coachella for reals?
Yeah, I started going at age 39. And that
don't come for me, bitch.
But this year, I missed out this year.
This year was so crazy for me, and I wanted to go. I wanted to do what you guys did, which is go and then just make sure that I only see music when it's not dark. It gets so scary when it's dark there.
Who are some of the acts that you guys were excited about this year?
Oh, well, we got to see King Gizzard, the Bizzard Bizzard.
Oh, yeah. You guys had the that guy on
this podcast.
We had
the king.
We had the king.
Yes.
I haven't listened to their music yet. I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
It's tough to get past the name. I'm sure they're good at music, though, you know?
It's so long.
They're
by
my publicist's
favorite
band.
By the time you finish
saying
the name.
Yeah.
we had a young...
You're a Gizzard head?
Oh, yeah. Big Giz head. Yeah, I'm deep in the Giz verse.
Is it like stoner music?
If you're
stonery. But you're not a big stoner, Kevin.
No, guessing. I fake it. Yeah, I don't inhale.
No, Kevin's little cherub face is definitely blowing down backwoods, and he can get away with it because he looks like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your fingertips must
Kevin
smell
smokes,
crazy.
Kevin smokes white and even milders.
You guys have any more milk flavor? That's what he says at the local bodega. We're just jazzing you, man. It's all love, baby.
For sure.
But I'm curious, you know, just to know, like, and also Phoebe's a friend of the show. We did reach out to Phoebe about appearing and
I tried to get her a couple times, sure.
We got what? No reply?
She's slippery.
Every 6 months we get she's swamped.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like she's only getting swampier as time progresses.
That's true. Yeah.
So well, we would have loved to have checked her out. But yeah, that'd be actually no, thank you. we're curious about basically the status of like certain brands, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like went like sort of where they're like stacking up. At Coachella also, like, you know, just like kind of on
in the
larger,
world at large, like what's yeah, going on, the scene on with right culture. Now. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the YouTube house was looking pretty yeah. bomb in the artist area. They had a nice build out.
Okay.
They spent good some lighting. Serious coin. They had some serious mm-hmm. coin to kind of give people an experience beyond music.
Okay. The Heineken so the house brand of like houses. So houses in general are like strong.
Houses are red hot right now.
Shelter is hot.
Shelter is
the real estate right. market is okay. is lit.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Shelter is wired.
Okay.
The outside is tired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Kind of what we were thinking. We didn't actually go into the YouTube hut, but it looked pretty cool from outside.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know what's hot right now
other brands.
Is content opportunities. You know okay. what I mean? Like brands creating structures for you yeah. to then create content with. Mm. And I think that was kind of the purpose of Coachella.
I love engaging creatively with some of my favorite brands and just to be able to kind of flex those muscles and have so much of the groundwork laid for me. So that's what right. was going on at YouTube? Did they just have like a camera set up and you just go in and just like be like, wow, like go like just totally crazy.
No,
just
no.
like act nuts.
Not that. Not that.
I
crazy,
wish like, I wish yeah. no, yeah. You couldn't go that crazy because there was security and stuff, but it was yeah. more
they
like
would a, shoot you on site if you did something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. I say I would do it, but I bet I would get up there and be like, okay, I'm not gonna totally, you know, be like
yeah,
you know,
I think
wow.
Jake,
like, I yeah.
Jake Paul would have tackled you, you know, mm-hmm. kind of gotten you out of there.
I went in there. I opened up some Pokemon cards yeah. and I got some new subscribers.
Okay.
It was good. Mm-hmm. Got my numbers up.
What Pokemons did you get in the cards?
Charman.
Char.
They did it. Char's in there. Well, no wonder people were subscribing.
Yeah, he's one of the good ones. And
how do all three of you know what word he just said?
Char?
Huh?
Yeah.
You guys
cards
too?
Cards are back, man. Like ripping packs. Like we're all into it now.
Ripping
like,
I thought it was ripping foil, or is it ripping packs?
Either.
Yeah. Okay. Some of them
depending
are
on what part of the country you're in.
It's funny, yeah. it's yeah. funny you say that.
Some I'm of them actually... are Hoyles. Like some of the best cards are from Hoyle.
Oh yeah.
So you can ripping rip Hoyles, you can
baby.
Rip Hoyles.
I'm blasting Hoyles. In the backseat of the van.
Oh, yeah.
I got blisters
two of
on
clubs.
My fingers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled a two of clubs.
Nasty. Hoyle's rules for card games.
Well, are there any other? Are there any brands that you guys yeah. want to like shout out and we can give you like
let's do that. Let's
we
just
can give
rip
you like
around.
A over and under and just like see how they're looking.
Let's do the pitchfork over under. Yes. Kevin, okay, do yeah. the little like cartoons in between the little sketchy thing that they do. Do put
just
all
whip,
that in.
Whip something
this is coming
up.
Out tomorrow, right? So just do a very quick version of those.
We're going to need you to do great. Another all-nighter, Kev. Mm-hmm. You're a rock star, though.
Two nights in a row.
Such a sweetheart, bro. Thanks again.
Love we it. Love you, dude. You make this place run, man. We can't do it without you. You fucking rock, man.
Without you, we are nothing.
The best. No.
So yeah, Kevin, throw out a couple brands. We'll give you our
no,
Kevin.
No, no, no. Don't do any of that. Start drawing the thing.
Kevin, could you mute yourself, please?
Yeah, yeah. Mute visual. Great.
This motherfucker really did mute himself.
Also, that avatar doesn't really give me the Kevin that I know and love in the
well,
way.
Well, this
that
is when
I,
you find out there's something dark lurking underneath, huh? Mm-hmm.
This kid's
what's,
himself.
Nautica, what's Nautica up to these days? Are they doing content? Where's the over under on Nautica?
I don't want to kind of look, they're definitely doing content, you mm-hmm. know. I've never seen any
Chris
of it,
has a non-compete with Nautica right now, so he can't say a ton.
Okay.
I'm legally all not right. able to talk about Nautica, but I do think that it's still nautical themed and I also, for some reason, in my heart of hearts, I feel like they have collaborated with rapper Lil Yachty at some point. but I can't really place
it. It's a little too on the nose, if you ask me.
I would agree. I would agree. But that's called Synergy, which I'm sure you guys know.
Keep your eyes
about.
Peeled for their fragrance in Q3. Let's just say it smells pretty good.
I think people just like put the navel thing on. My understanding was that it was short for Naughty California.
That would make a little bit more sense with the way I've seen you wear it. But like Naughty most California. Most people kind of wear it in a more nautical way, but you freak it.
And the logo, I guess, kind of looks like sails, I guess, when you're like, if you like squint or whatever. But
oh,
my understanding it's supposed to be like two hogs
with an open mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. The two hogs part that does go back to the kind of naughty theme. Who are some of the most naughty people in California, in your opinion, guys?
Wow. Naughtiest in California.
Cali's naughtiest. Just like the first, you know, top five.
Wow. Cali's naughtiest.
You think you guys
babies.
Are in California and you're naughty? Name five naughty Californians.
Mm. Wow. Well, probably.
Tommy Lee?
I
Childish Gambino?
Doesn't even make the list for me. Doesn't even make the list. California. Okay.
Probably the governor.
Gotta be, no.
So I was going
some of his policies.
Maybe, Charlie Manson. He's a naughty little guy.
Charlie Manson was
Charlie's out there.
Was pretty naughty.
I'm going Rick Caruso.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually I'm
he's
I know
sort
Rick
of a
Caruso.
Bad boy. I think that's what people are drawn to there.
Yeah.
Hey, exactly. I think Hayes knows more about Rick than we do. I know him from his mall work, but he's getting into politics. Mm-hmm. If he can run this city and run this state like the Americana, I don't see a problem myself. But Hayes, what are some of the naughtier parts about him?
I mean, I guess you could call it naughty the fact that he goes around at night arresting evildoers. Like vigilante justice.
So you're
it's
pro
outside
Caruso.
Of the law, but is it against the law?
Mm.
I mean,
great.
Well, it sets a dangerous precedent, slippery slope, and all that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't know you were a citizen's arrest guy.
I wouldn't do it myself. I don't have the tools, the physical tools, and also the training that he has. So I leave it to people like him.
I reserve it. I mean, I don't think it's called for in most situations. If I see Dick Cheney in a restaurant, citizen's arrest.
Cuff him. Bag him and tag him, boys.
Which local steakhouse do you think you would see Dick Cheney at?
I'll tell you which steakhouse I'll see him at. I'll see him out back.
Yeah.
That's good stuff right there.
That's right.
Great.
Next brand.
You guys do this for a living?
Next brand.
Not
next.
Me.
Phillips Norelco.
How I think are we they doing? Have
a they're a presence? They're a dinosaur on my portfolio. They are not moving.
Really. We're short on Phillips Norelco.
Jason is heavily invested in Manscaped, so he can't really. Again, he can't really talk about this.
I got a lot of sweat equity tied up with Manscaped, so Norelco is my Hitler, basically.
This guy's leveraged to the hilt.
What?
I got a lot riding on this one.
What better form of viral marketing? You take a podcaster home, the dickies come off, and you see those free swag Manscaped boxer briefs.
I don't know how you know about those. It sounds like you might have a pair. Jason has definitely stuffed his hog in the Manscaped, and if he's willing to admit that or not, I can't be sure.
The moisture wicking technology on those guys, not bad. Yeah. I mean, they actually do feel pretty comfortable. I like wearing them. My life partner did say that we're going to have to donate those to Goodwill. I sold them
to
all
her.
Goodwill.
He gave them to her dad, actually, which is kind of weird. But her dad likes to wear all the funky clothes that Jason rejects.
Mm-hmm. It's how we bond.
He washed them first.
Okay.
Hopefully. So,
one of those washing dads.
Yeah, so Norelco, big thumbs down from me.
Okay. Under on Phillips Norelco.
Mm-hmm.
What about Brad's Bras?
Hmm.
That sounds...
You don't know about Brad's Bras?
This is new to me.
High-performance bras?
For men or women? I'm sorry, for both.
For all kind of folks?
For
Yeah, folks, like, F-O-L-X, yes, they're for any form of folks. Brad's Bra, I mean, the brand is Brad's, and I guess they are also affixed with Brad's in the back. Active Pockets. You don't know about Brad's Bras.
Well, it sounds really crap. I'm trying to understand the materials these are made with, because if they're fixed performance. With Brad's.
You say high performance. Mm-hmm. So when the titties are really, just really bouncing, Brad's there.
I guess
Calvin can't do it, Brad kind of comes
in.
Yeah,
I guess they're for titties that have destroyed essentially every other bra that...
Okay. So you're telling me
if they've outperformed most of the traditional bras on the market.
I see. So if my titties have already bust through the Under Armour, mm-hmm. Brad is my final stop on this mm-hmm. journey to support.
Mm-hmm. Laying waste to outdoor voices and things like that. You need something mm-hmm. with a little more horsepower.
Is this a direct to consumer brand, or is this something I could purchase at a local retailer?
It's a
That's a good question. Month, brick and mortar?
It's like a bra of the month. Like you get a different bra every month.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. That's very nice. I'm a big subscription service guy, actually. Mm-hmm. So that
and Brad's Substack is so good. It's a bra box.
Mm-hmm. Bra box, and they're not like a mixed size. Like they take your size, or is it more of a fun grab bag?
They take your, you know, it's like online where they. Like,
I wouldn't mind a different size every month just to see.
Capture your size through the camera.
Yeah,
they're doing
they have a
it.
System. You stand topless in front of your webcam and do several 360s, and then they're able to reproduce your body's needs.
I've seen some stuff like that before online. I didn't know it was kind of. I didn't know it had like an end use.
They took the e-news red carpet cam. Brad kind of licensed the technology, and the world's a better place for it. Probably.
Can I ask? Are there any kind of marquee investors?
You can,
yeah. Marky Mark is an investor, mm-hmm. So I guess that's a marquee investor.
Okay,
you guys like Marky Mark as a person? I hate the guy.
Separate the art from the artist. I don't like what he's done. Uh-huh. I like Marky Mark.
I don't approve. Yeah, I don't approve at all of some of the things that.
I'm Marcus glad someone's friends
Wahlberg
with Ted
has done.
I'll say that.
I don't think
we'd be better off if Ted were just running around without like a friend to sort of like rein him in every once in a while.
Literally no one in any way having any governing of that foul-mouthed weed-smoking bear. Yeah, that's a great world that he doesn't have a best friend to keep him in line. No, he's a necessary evil in some ways, isn't mm-hmm. he?
Mm-hmm. I agree. I love Wahlburgers on a Friday night is necessary.
Cheat day.
Yes. So choice. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Sean and Hayes keep working on a new script during the pro version. Carl and Hassan discuss tracksuits, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these shows and video for today's episode with Chris and Jason at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Hollywood
Handbook. Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Celestial seasonings. Celestial seasonings.
Celestial seasonings.
Is yeah. It's tea summers upon us.
It is. Yeah. We're all high tea in this in this Zoom. Kevin, back. Kevin, was it Kevin who we were talking? Oh, no, that was a different person who was getting treated for being medium tea.
Medium tea, yeah.
I'm down on tea. Tea sucks. Okay.
Tea's overrated.
They do.
Yeah.
They do more water than tea.
You're like Ted Lasso. Ted doesn't like tea.
Fuck
more of you. Oh my gosh, I just realized who you remind me of. You're Ted Lasso. He doesn't like the tea, and you don't either.
Your Ted Lasso character is Ted Lasso.
I finally put it back together.
Is Ted Lasso an American in that program?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah.
Very much so.
He's a fish out of water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
In London.
Well, that makes sense then, why he doesn't like the tea.
He's a fish out of water drinking hot brown water that he doesn't enjoy. Tea, that is.
I never knew I had this in common with Ted, but I stand with him in this one particular instance.
Celestial season, I mean, they're also doing a new brand of COVID.
Thank God. I'm kind of tired of the old ones.
They're
like a COVID flavor?
Yeah,
or it's like, it's like an aromatic entity. Version yeah. of COVID. Like the cough has like a the sort of discharge is flowery, and there's like an yeah. incense quality to
it's actually
it.
Very yeah, it's like
it's soothing.
Sounds better than my regular cough. I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too bad, especially if it's like a lily flavor.
Okay, it's not.
You love lily, man.
Is that okay? Not, is that a deal breaker?
Yeah, no one else had wanted that at all.
So what did they end up going with for the day?
Oh, I guess we'll just make a flavor of an entirely new flavor of COVID just for you. Celestial Seasonings has to like account for the taste of like everyone in the United States, but we'll just like shut down the entire flavor factory. So you can have lily flavored COVID.
For the one guy, so you can have the lily thing.
That's kind of the treatment I deserve. That's the kind of treatment that I think I deserve.
I was being serious.
No, yeah. That's healthy that you have that. Yes. You know, you hold yourself in such high esteem, and I want to honor that. But there's still a business to run. So no, they didn't go with lily flavored. No, it tastes like green beans.
I don't think lily tested well. Green beans. Oh, green baby. Beans.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have some green beans from Din Tai Fung, one of Rick Caruso's spot. It's in my fridge right now. I'm going to chop those down later.
Mug root beer. Mug root beer.
I'm the not dog. Bullish on mug. I'm not bullish on mug.
No,
I think the artisanal root beer market is surging. It's the new IPA. And I think mug's going to be left in the dust. I hate to say it.
I found a lot of other root beers are less clear about what you are supposed to put them in.
Yeah, okay. That's been fucking me up as well.
Expand on that, my brother.
I get another, like, there's what, like an IBC root beer? I'm like, what's an IBC?
You're telling me you haven't had cup root beer?
No, well, tell me more. I'm interested. I'm curious. Tell me about cup root beer.
Cup is similar to mug, but it doesn't have a handle.
Okay. And it's taste targeted for cups.
It's a little more, you know how you decant like a wine?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's kind of like that.
No.
Okay, it's off gas.
Like you could keep going, but no, I don't know. I don't want to stop down the whole show, but when you say you know how you decant like a wine, I do want to be honest with you.
Mm. It's not
don't know.
Kant isn't part of his vocabulary.
I understand. He's I can tell he's a
that
hustler.
One went over my head, man, and I'm usually good at this kind of shit.
No, I've actually never decanted anything in my life, but I'm sure Jason has.
Oh yeah. Big bold reds. You gotta open them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta open them up. And I think a root beer could kind of, you know, could use
could benefit
some of that.
From a decanting. That's not a bad idea.
For a little air, and a cup gives it a little more room to breathe if you're choosing the right one, of course.
I'll get Grub Street on the horn, see if I can get a budget for that.
Okay.
That'd be nice to do a root beer tasting. I've been looking to try this straw in a shallow bowl root beer.
Oh. That requires some of these accessories.
That's too decanted, man. You gotta chill.
Some of these root beer bowls are so deep.
Yeah. You can't see what you're drinking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The total mystery down there.
What's in
that's
there?
That's more fun, especially if you're using a paper straw so that you can't even finish it.
Yeah. What do you guys think about these paper straws taking over?
Okay. And now this guy's going to get me steamed up, but that's what we
trying to get a guy canceled in here.
Uh-oh, and now I'm going to be the one who's now the bad guy, right? Because I don't want my straw to be a mushy ball of nasty napkin waste by the time I finish drinking my little root beer.
It's like drinking out of a toilet paper, you know?
No, use a paper towel. Put the paper towel of the root beer and
get
suck
the
on
fucking
that.
Paper towel, drop it in your shallow bowl of root beer,
and just
kind of
squeeze
it out, wring it out into your mouth.
I like that a lot for you. I like
come
that a lot
on.
For you.
Okay.
And, like and none of those damn bubbles either would you do it that way.
Yeah, you could have your climate back at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are we
trying to save here?
Couldn't tell you. The turtles?
Yeah. For what? For who? Where are the turtles saving me? No, they're biting me on my foot.
Hurts like a bastard.
Hewlett Packard.
We just talked about Hewlett Packard the other day, didn't we, Jason?
I mean, it feels like
Yeah.
Oh shit, you did. No, it's fine. This is a crossover. This is a crossover for you. Hewlett Packard also had a area at Coachella.
They shut Coachella down every year.
They shut. Megan Thee Stallion was there showing people how to download drivers for their.
There's always new drivers coming out. Yeah, Megan. Megan is the authority on those.
New drivers
Windows,
come out.
New driver X, drop.
Linux, you name it.
New drivers come out every Thursday at midnight on the Hewlett Packard store. So you guys just check
it's
out.
It's like
that.
The new music Friday.
Yeah, check for that.
I have an HP in the other in the office, and I'm always printing out.
Look at that.
Yeah,
wow.
It works out well. I mean,
very clean print job.
Epson's taking a shit lately. Lexmark's.
Oh,
you know,
don't even talk
bullshit.
About Lexmark. Jesus Christ. Lexmark's
fucking horseshit. HP. Oh.
Does Lexmark even do color?
Dude, doubt it.
I got a buddy of mine swears by Canon printers. I'd like to load him into a cannon, fire him into the fucking middle of the ocean. Yeah, you know I mean, I can't with that shit. No, I'm HP all day, man. HP Tango X. Believe me, my friend.
Damn, okay. It sounds like you're doing a lot of printing over there.
Oh, brother. Yeah, no, I have no ink for it. But when I load it up, I can hear the gears. It's smooth, man. The action is incredibly pristine.
It's like getting a fresh pack of cigs when that. New cartridge comes up.
You hear the sound. You can already taste it.
Mm-hmm. And he's got it juiced up. He's got some off-market pieces on it.
Oh, so did you put it? You took the governor off? You took the governor off?
It can print 8x11s into a watermelon so it sticks in there.
Yeah. Come the fuck on, bro.
I jailbreak all the printers.
Try to only on HP, man.
I play games on there, man. I play like my old TI-82 games on the printer. I'm downhill slalom on that thing.
I hope you can write boobs, you know, with the
there's
keys.
Probably one of those FBI vans right in front of your house right now. They're watching you.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy's still stuck in the Brad's Bras segment. But, you know,
a dead segment, bro.
Hey, do you mind if I throw?
I'm sorry.
It's my first time, guys. Take it easy on me.
Yeah, sure. Test it.
These are called segments. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
I don't know, man. I'm just like I don't feel good. I'm trying to do the show.
Mm-hmm. I like that you're podcasting, even though you are sick.
Yeah,
and it's important to push through and give the patrons what they want.
Yeah,
have you guys ever done a pod solo?
What if
solo?
People didn't have their funny pod? Yeah, we have. Hayes' solo episodes are generally the favorite episodes of all the fans.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They've become legendary. Yeah.
Interesting. We've never done a solo pod
look
yet.
Look at him take down that Pedialyte. Sneaky peed, I call it.
Sneaky peed?
Sneaky peed.
Mm-hmm. Dan the Bloody Hatch.
Gluck, 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 gluck.
Sean, would you like to share a brand?
Yeah.
LG.
Oh,
life's good, or what? Or life's wood.
This is too close to Hewlett Packard. Can we choose another one?
Okay, hang on. Let me. Yeah.
Any brands
Kevin,
that aren't
we can
just
also,
two letters?
We can also restore Kevin mode if he'd like to share.
Aquaphor.
Oh,
ooh.
great product. Great product.
Mm-hmm. That's something it's good for scarring. Tattoos. Tattoo removal, laser surgery. Aquaphor gets in there, gets the job done.
I use it on my lips when they're chapped.
Really?
As well. Yeah, that's right.
I use Aqua 5.
That's fucking nasty.
Your head isn't that big, bro. Where do you put it?
You only use Aquaphor on your head?
Yeah, bro. I got to keep my shit glistening. You know what I'm saying? You hadn't had a lineup in a minute. That's why. That's why.
Yeah, Hayes, actually, your hair looks very good.
Aquaphor's for feet. Next. New rule.
Feet?
Aquaphor's for feet only.
What do you put Aquaphor on your... What are you doing?
Aquaphor's for corns. Real men have corns.
I forgot. You're doing all that hard podcasting in the ditch all day. Your feet, your dogs are barking.
Ballet lessons, stuff like that. It'll eat them up.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you got nasty feet, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do a lot of, like... juking and so
are you a baller
No, I don't like use a ball. I just like I'm just like juking around.
Yeah, you put a ball in his hand, it would you'd be like, holy shit,
yeah,
man,
sure.
This guy's ready to juke.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're more about dribble it or anything, but like
you're more about the juke than like the shot or the dribble. You're just a juker.
It's all ornamental, like it's all like designed to distract from like the actual core element of athletics, which is juking.
Hayes, how many ankles have you broken this season?
Mine, two.
Okay.
Well, that's why you got to put... So you're telling me the Aquaphor heals a broken ankle?
It's like Robitussin. No. Put a little Tussin on
feet.
There.
It doesn't approach... It doesn't get near my ankles.
Do you jerk off with your own feet? Is that
feet
what you're saying?
Only.
It's feet only.
Okay, I've heard just about enough of this. First,
Kevin.
You said, I bet you got some nasty feet. To my best friend.
It was
then
just a
you
bit.
Accused him of healing his ankles with Aquaphor like he's some kind of moron when that is not even close to what he said. And now we're saying that he jerks off with his feet, bro.
My nasty feet.
No, I think we're done with this line of questioning, and you are on a little bit of a timeout for now, Chris.
Power play. He's in the box. Yeah.
Oh, I'm in the box? Damn. Yes. Okay. Well, I'll see
PTI.
You guys later.
Kevin, mute this fool. Kevin!
Mute this motherfucker.
Mute.
Kevin has
bitch.
That
so
kind of
Jason
power.
Jason and I can have a civil conversation about
for our listeners at home, Chris is
topics.
Pounding on the Zoom screen like it's the boards at a Kings game.
Kevin really did leave, huh?
Hayes, are you drinking tonight? Putting one back?
I got a Shinerbock.
Okay.
Austin brand in the brand building. Check. Where's Shinerbock at? Actually, new brand check. True Detective. What was the discourse on True Detective at Coachella 2022?
I mean, every other golf cart was just going loco about it.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the detective pairings they'd like to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of dream casts, you know? Who could it be?
So illy sickness. That's so illy. I'm loving this. Dope, 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 dope. speaking of other brands as well,
Kevin
Crayola.
Did a, Kevin did a. I just want to point out, Kevin did do a shirt change.
Whoa!
You tie-dye. Might, and now like he might pretend like it was because we were criticizing his shirt, but he has been spitting up a lot during the show, and so I imagine that for the first time I didn't have to actually see it because the camera was off.
Kevin, he's, you make a little sick.
Yeah, I get really like thirsty during these recordings, and my water bottle is so far away.
Mm.
He's sympathy spitting up with the host. I insist that if I get sick, that Kevin also be sick. Now, it wouldn't have been such a big deal for you to change your shirt, Kevin, if you hadn't put on your most interesting shirt as the second option.
Would you call that tie-dye, or would you call it something else?
It could be beyond.
Yeah, I call it tie-dye.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay.
Pretty tie for me.
Pretty tie for a Kevin guy.
Pretty tie.
Pretty
for
tie.
A
pretty
guy.
Tie. Sean, you're good at this stuff. I gotta say.
I'm fucking. I wish I was dead, man.
I'm being honest. I'm being honest.
You got
some of the best zingers in America, nay the world.
Okay, this is feeling actually really good, and I think it's what I needed to pull me out of what I've mm-hmm. been having happen.
Yeah, who needs wellness formula when you mm-hmm. have my compliments?
That's the truth.
Can I ask you guys some trend questions?
Lay it on me, Kev.
Okay, this is hot or not.
Mm-hmm.
Hot or not.
Oh, wow, very similar from...
So close.
Yeah. What a departure from
good or bad
we were just doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a different like thing it. Called Hot or Not, presented by Chef Kevin. Pretty tie for this guy. Hot or Not, getting all the boogies on the tissue on the first try.
Damn, that's the most Kevin shit I've ever heard in my life. It was cool to do it live. All the boogies, I don't not on the first one, I don't like. I'm going to say not. I like spreading it out. I like using a mm-hmm. few.
Okay.
I like to make a meal of it. You know what I mean? Like
it's not
the adaptogenics.
Healthy. It's not healthy to get it all out at once.
Yeah. And use mm-hmm. a paper towel and really rub it on there.
Hot or not? Screaming at the top of your lungs at the dentist so you don't have to hear the drill.
Hmm. That's hot as hell, man.
Chris,
it's a good strategy.
You're going to let TJ take all of these?
I'm sorry.
You have nothing to say about screaming as loud as you can at the dentist so you don't have to hear the drill.
Kevin, let's hear your scream.
Chris, you're back in.
That's not a scream.
That sounded sexual, and these questions are too dumb for me to respond to. That's
one more time, Kevin. Really from the diaphragm, man. Come on.
Okay.
Kevin, have you ever felt pain in your life?
That's a good one.
See, this is so.
It's just the spit up hurts sometimes because I get dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. You know how people in the United States, no matter what insurance plan you're on, that like often struggle to get adequate care, what they need.
Okay.
Kevin's fan. This is Kevin Bartelt of Bartelt Insurance. I don't know if you made that.
Are you saying? Are you saying that
he sort of set that business model into motion? His and family.
He's they are not getting it because he's getting it.
Okay. So I'm shopping around on some new plans. I'd like to hear more.
Okay, Kevin. Shoot me your business card.
I'll shoot it over.
Chris, this next one's for you. Hot or not, when your tummy hurt but you want round two.
That's definitely hot. That's definitely hot because if there's one thing that my co-host has taught me, it's always smash before dinner. That's kind of one of his life rules.
Kevin, you fucking before dinner or after dinner?
Mostly during. I can't control it.
You fucking at dinner?
Yeah, I'm a foo. I said I'm a foofy.
Nasty motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Kevin always tells me that a tablecloth can be a condom.
I didn't know you were Mormon.
He's like, just grab the napkin ring off the top and you're good to go.
No,
I couldn't even picture it, honestly, when he would talk to me about that stuff. But it's his thing, and I'm not here to judge.
That's all good, man.
Thanks, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You're done?
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. I'm done.
I know. Yeah. We're all
well, how do you guys, Hayes and Sean, how do you guys feel about sex pre-dinner? Or is that a little too blue for this show?
No. It's not the sort of stuff we usually talk about, but I don't think that's a bad thing for the show to kind of expand. Mm-hmm. I guess sex is my dinner. Breakfast, lunch, and dessert.
Breakfast,
as well.
Lunch, and dinner.
I feel like I'm podcasting with goddamn Trey Songz right now. I like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is this a single? Sex is my dinner.
Sex is my dinner.
Mm-hmm. Calories are going
sex
out.
Sex is my dinner. Dinner, and I want seconds. Sex is my dinner. The big food beckons.
The big food beckons.
That is that doesn't
sometimes
even
you gotta eat big food, man.
Mm-hmm. yeah
big food is good.
Print out on that watermelon and just hunk down on it.
You gotta eat it afterwards. You're severing watermelons with your
check out this
paper.
Fork or something. Yeah
check out this fork.
Check out this fork. Y'all looking to pork?
Check out this. Yeah, y'all looking to pork? Watch me hork.
Yeah.
Fork.
Can you name every snork? And then you just get into that, and that's your chorus. Yeah. Like, and it's like over like a really sexy beat, but it's like All Star Junior, Aki, Daphne, like just like kind of whispered like sexy shit.
That's good. First take too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
All right.
I
Me
feel
too.
Sick.
Me too. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.